I remember coming here as a child, and Dad would get waved off on a Saturday morning, and then Mum, Dean and I would drive over, and we always had the same car parking spot. And then we would sit in the same three seats every match, and Dad would do a secret wave, and he'd run down the right-hand side of the pitch, lift up his right arm and wave with his left hand underneath his right arm, and that would be our secret wave. So and my eyes would be glued to him until that point. So, you know, I've got lovely, lovely memories. And then at half time, we used to go downstairs and have sandwiches in the tea room. And I don't think I ever made the second half because I was too busy having pinched all the sandwiches and sitting underneath the table hiding.
So it was very much a family affair even then?
It was. And, you know, whenever we used to come over, all the staff were always really welcoming, and it was like the West Ham family. And, you know, the players were great, and everyone was always very accessible and very approachable. And West Ham was just like home for us. It was an extension of home for us. So, you know, Dad, he lived, breathed, and you know, it was what he was all about. He loved West Ham, and it just kind of filtered down into the family.
And you must get the sense as well that West Ham is a club that has taken that generation, the generation that won the World Cup, the generation that brought the first silverware to West Ham, really to its heart. I mean, there's probably more stand. You move around this famous ground that's not going to be West Ham's home for much longer, and still there is that heritage everywhere you look, really, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's a very unique atmosphere here. I really do. I think it's a very unique, special, warm atmosphere. And, you know, with the move to the Olympic Stadium, I will be sorry to leave here, as I'm sure everyone will be, but life moves forward and it's a tremendous opportunity to go to the Olympic Stadium, and I'm sure it's what my father would have wanted as well. If you've got that opportunity, you seize it. And, you know, credit to everyone here at West Ham for actually realising that and making it an actuality. But, you know, it will be. It's a difficult season. It's bittersweet in a way. So, you know, it's a difficult season saying goodbye. And it will be a really... This Saturday will be a difficult day. But not a difficult day, a kind of wistful day for me. But at the same time, a very uplifting day because it's a celebration. And I think also, you know, with moving... Again, it will be sad to move, but we're moving on to something really exciting.
And Bobby's name is being used to spread the word in East London, to go into schools, that the Moore Family Foundation. I think people would have assumed that this would be a sort of football-facing thing, but of course, in actual fact, the Bobby Moore Family Foundation is very interested in kind of the academic side of it as well.
Well, for vulnerable pupils particularly, for those who need support in the core academic subjects and need help with their literacy and numeracy, that's what we are providing. We go in and the mentors are all trained and they go in, and children who particularly need support get given support in their core academic subjects, and their attainment levels are raising significantly. So, you know, that's what we're trying to... Not only help support academically, but try and get children to realise their potential and achieve their potential. And we're also working very closely with Diabetes UK. My brother, Dean, very sadly had diabetes. And we're working very closely with Diabetes UK to educate people about making healthy lifestyle choices. And also, not just on an educational and what you eat, but also with regards to being the best person that you can. You know, it's a question of Dad was very hardworking, very respectful. He was kind, he was generous, and we're trying to promote all those good qualities. So this is how you can live your life. So, you know, it's all about being the best human being that you can and making the right lifestyle choices.